Tanmina Halacha Shir is going to be about the most neglected part of the Seder, which is the Shulchan Aruch part of the Seder. We're going to get to the Agadah Shir next. We'll just do a quick Tanmina Halacha Shir first. Shulchan Aruch part of the Seder, which is neglected both in terms of the Torah that we speak about it, the halachas about it, and also neglected very often just in practice. Women sometimes, your mothers, when you're my age, wives spend a lot of time preparing for this part of the Seder, and we often just rush, get through it, and don't emphasize it too much. So let's discuss some of the halachas relating to Shulchan Aruch. First of all, the Ramah writes in Siman Tav Ayin Vav Sif Aleph, Lo Yochav Lo Yishtahar Be Yosur Midai, Shlo Yochav Afi Koban Al Achil Agaso, Yishtakar V'yashim Niyad. Two things you need to be careful. You cannot overeat before during Shulchan Aruch, because then you will be stuffed when it comes to Afi Koban, and you're supposed to eat Afi Koban when you still have a little room in your stomach. Number two, you should not drink too much during the meal, because if you drink too much during the meal, you are likely to fall asleep before the Seder is over, and that's certainly not a good thing. Next halacha about this part of the Seder, the Raman Sim Tavai and Beis of Zayin writes that l'chadchila yesev kol ha-su'uda, a person should lean throughout the su'uda, and that's based on the Rambam in the 7th paragraph of Hilchas Chametz Matzah, who writes that you need to do a seba during certain parts of the meal, but as long as you, if someone leans during the achila and the shtiyah of the entire meal, harei zeh meshubach, that is a very praiseworthy thing, it's a great thing to do. So I saw in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, which is a collection of halachos and iyunim in halacha by Talmud of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, that he quotes Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita as saying that even though the Ramah recommends leaning throughout the meal, he says the minhag of Gedolei Yisrael, certainly of the past generation, has not been to do that. It has been not to lean during the Seder, and the reason is that it's ein haderech lahasev, that it's not normal to lean anymore, bismaneinu, and v'yosadach leisha b'li haseba, we feel more like b'nei charin when we sit without a seba than we sit with haseba. So those parts there, it's required. So it's required. Less prayer. What are you going to do? You have to lean. But where it's not required, the minhag of Rav Moshe, the Chazanish, the Stipler, Rav Shlomo Zalman, all of them was not to lean during the actual Shulchan Aruch. And he points out a very interesting ha'ara. He says Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ayin in Hilchos Brachos HaMazon says that you're not supposed to talk during a meal. Why? Shema Yaktim Kana Leveshet. We're afraid you might choke on your food if you talk during a meal. So his ha'ara is as follows: that why are we knowing to talk during a meal? Because apparently that concern is only when you lean. When you don't lean, we're not concerned that you're gonna choke if you talk during the meal. So if you're gonna lean during the meal, he says, then maybe you shouldn't talk during the meal, because then you have to go back to that concern of shemiyaktim kadal leveshet, that maybe a person is going to choke. Another point of halacha relating to how we eat the meal itself, the Seder Aruch quotes from the Sefer Pesach Meuvin Os Shin Tezvav that a person should not undo their belt at the time of the meal, as a remez lepesach Mitzrayim shenamar bo v'kach asochlo so masnechem chagurim, that you're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach with your belt tied tight as a zecher to how they eat the Karban Pesach back then. So such a minhag that people have not to undo their belt, even if normally during a meal they do have the practice of undoing their belt. That dovetails very nicely with how the Netziv explains the kittel. The Netziv says we wear the kittel because that's the way you used to eat the Karban Pesach, because it's mishulchan gavah kazachu, so you have to eat it like a melech would eat. So that's part of the experience, that we re-experience the way they used to eat the Karban Pesach. There is a halach on the night of the Seder. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tavayin Vav Sifalv Makom Shenogu Lechol Tzlib Leil Psachim Ochlim Makom Shenogu Shlo Lechol Ein Ochlim Gzera Shem Yom Rubasar Pesachu, that if you live in a place where the minig is not to eat roasted food on the night of the Seder, so don't eat roasted food on the night of the Seder, because it's a gzera. People might think that what you're eating is the basar pesach, and you're violating eating kachim b'chutz. It's going to be very bad, or betuma. So all sorts of isurin. The Magen Avraham adds that ube'elu aratzos einog in lechol tzlib. If you're wondering what our minhag is, Shulchan Aruch says follow whatever the minhag makom is. If you're wondering what the minhag makom is, chances are the minhag makom is not to eat roasted food on the night of the seder. So which foods are included in this is? So certainly a gedi mekulas, if you were to actually take a lamb and tie it up in the way that they made the Karban Pesach, that they roasted the Karban Pesach, a helmeted goat, as the Mishnayos call it, so that would definitely be yasser. That's not even dependent on minag. That's vada yasser. If you take roasted meat, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, minag hamakom. Mishubur and Tavayin Vav Sivtes says that anything that needs shchita, is included in the minhag, but anything that doesn't require a shechita is fine. Like a roasted fish would be totally fine. If you barbecue fish or something like that, that would not be included in the minhag. There is a significant discussion in the Achronim. What if it's what they call tzli kedar, that you don't roast it over an open fire? Well, let's say you put something in a pot. Normally, what's the difference between bishul and tzli? Bishul is you put something in a pot with water. So let's say the carrots in your chicken soup are mevushal because they're cooking in a liquid medium. Tzli is something roasting over an open fire. What if you have something in between? You put something in a pot that has a bottom so the juices don't drip down and it's not over an open fire, but there's no liquid medium in the pot. Does that count as tzli or does that count as mevushal? So that is significant discussion in the post. In the Magen Avraham seems to assume that it's a gezeira, it's maris ha'ayin, it's going to look like tzli, that it's some sort of problem like that. There are multiple ways of understanding that Magen Avraham. The other Machzah Shekel understands that the problem is that people who see it won't realize that something has been previously cooked or that it was roasted in a pot, and they're going to think it's real tzli. So it sounds like that if you're tzli kedar, if what you roast in a pot doesn't look anything like barbecue food, according to the Machzah Shekel, would be fine. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, however, understands that even if it doesn't look like regular roasted food, it's a problem that you're going to think that if I can do tzli kedar, then I might as well do regular tzli also. In which case, even if it doesn't look like regular roasted food, it would be a problem. So it seems to me that this is a machlokas, Machzah Shekel and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. I think my impression is that the minigolim is to be makel with this, is that as long as it's not roasted over an open fire, it does not have a din of tzli. So something that bakes in the oven would be in a pan would be fine. There's another Snif Lahakel, the Aruch HaShulchan, Tafayin Vav, Siv Bey says that there's no reason ever to be machmir for Tzli Kedar. He says, Lo yadati lama lana lahachmir b'minhaga b'alma v'davar shein botam. He says, the minog, it's only minog to begin with, and the minog was Tzli. So for us to extend the minog, Mishem Maris Ayin, that it should apply to Tzli Kedar also, he thinks that's a bit of a reach, that's a bit of a stretch. So I think the minog is like the Aruch HaShulchan, that we permit Tzli Kedar. Now, specific foods that people are knowing to eat, so many of the minhag that they eat eggs at the night of the Seder, at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch section of the Seder, the Raman, Tavayin Vav, Sif Bey, says, Noagin b'ktsas mekomos lechel besuda beitzim zecher la'avelus. And he gives various reasons for it. There are several reasons offered for eggs, some given by the Rama, others given by other Poskim. The Rama writes, because it's Lel Tishbav is Nikva B'Lel Pesach. And the first night of the Seder is going to be the same night of the week Lel Tishbav is. So we remind ourselves of Tishbav at the night of the Seder. The Rama also says, it's a Zechel Churban. There used to be Makrav Karban Pesach. So this is a Zechel Churban by eating a Meichel of Avelus. So it sounds like it's a din of Avelus from the Rama. The Bira Gra disagrees. Bira Gra says, no, it's a zecher l'chagiga. It's a zecher to the carbon chagiga, which we would bring together with the carbon Pesach. Nothing to do with the zecher for Avelus. So that's why we have the egg, according to the Bira Gra. In the Torah's Emes of the Lublin, Chelik Beis, I saw in the Seder Aruch, he quotes, he says, the reason why the minhag is to eat an egg is because an egg is different than all other foods that are born. Normally, if an animal is born, so the animal is born and it's done, it's here. When the egg comes out of the mother, it's still just an egg, it still needs to go through another Leda. And that's symbolic of what we're celebrating by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Yetzias Mitzrayim, you think, oh, we're out, good, hooray, we're there. No, that's not it. That's only step one. We're out, but now we're still not where we need to be. We need to still get the Torah. We need that second redemption. We need that second level. So he says, maybe that's the remez of the egg. L'may nafkamina, what the reason is for the remez of the egg? So several nafkaminas. First of all, does it have to be the egg from the Seder plate? According to the Rama, it doesn't have to be because it's just a zecher for Avelus. So any egg will do. But according to the Bira Gra, that it's a zecher to the Chagiga, which is exactly what the roasted egg on the Seder plate is all about, so we should dafka eat the egg right off of the Seder plate. The Mishnah Berurah writes that Yahadil Echel Gambalol Rishon Osa Beitzah She'al HaKa'ora, that you should dafka eat the egg from the Seder plate, which is a little strange because it's against the Rama. It's strange that Mishnah Berurah doesn't even tell you that he's going against the Rama. It's passing like the Gra against the Rama. Another nafkamina might be On the second night, do you have to eat the egg? If you hold it, the whole reason is because that's when Leil Tishrei B'Av is Nikva. So on the second night, it's not when Leil Tishrei B'Av is Nikva. So, but if it's a din in Avela, if it's a din in the Avelas of the Chorban, or it's a din in the Gras says of the Chagiga, so you should eat the second night as well. Another nafkamina might be that Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Nun Beisif Hey says that when it comes to Sudim of Sekas and Tishrei B'Av, it's not just that you eat a hard boiled egg; it should be cold. Also, it should be a nasty egg. It should be cold and hard. It should be disgusting. Not disgusting, like spoiled, but it shouldn't be like warm and delicious. So, should we be makbid about the same thing at the Seder? So, again, it depends. If it's Avelus related, yes. If it's not Avelus related, it's Chagiga related, then no such hekpados. Also, maybe when to eat it would be enough kamina. The Siddur Yavit says you should do it at the beginning of the meal to juxtapose the Zeich L'Churban with the Korech, which is also a Zeich L'Migdash. But that's only if it's really a Zeich L'Churban. If it has nothing to do with the Zeich L'Churban, then you can eat it whenever you want during the meal. Another halacha relating to the Seder, I guess this will be the last one that we do because we're already over the 10-minute mark. The Ramban Tavayin Vav Sif Bey says Yesh Nogim Shlolechol Shum Tibul Belayla Rak Beis Tibulim Shosim B'Seder. You shouldn't dip anything in anything at the Seder except for the two things that you have to dip. When you dip the mar in the charoses, you should do that dipping. When you dip the karpas in the salt water, that's a dipping. No other dips. No dipping anything else in anything. The night of the Seder. Why? Because you don't want to make a liar out of your kid. When he says Halayla Azeh, we dip twice, right? So no, you don't want to. The minhag is that we dip twice. You don't dip more than that. That's what the Rama says in Tavayin Vav Siv Beis. So I saw that many of the Achronim ask, well, first of all, what about those who take the egg and dip it in salt water? I know that's my family minhag that we don't just eat an egg; we dip it in salt water. And not only that, what about if you eat ketchup? As nasty as Pesach ketchup is, it's better than no ketchup sometimes. So what if you eat? Is that's a dip, isn't it? Dipping your food into ketchup? Are you allowed to dip into ketchup? So all the poskim say it's mutter, all for different reasons. They all come up with some sort of explanation of why it should be okay. No, we're only talking about dippings that are part of the process of the meal or something. They come up with different ideas as to why it is that it should be okay. But pretty much everyone I saw, Shmuel Kamenetsky, Seder Aruch quotes from several other sources that it is okay. All right, so that's some of the basic halachas of the Shulchan Aruch. And now we'll move on to.